wake of this strange Taiwanese girl who loses control of her emotions, often answers questions incorrectly, is absent-minded, silent. The moment I rushed into the classroom, I sat back down with my face flushed, all weirdo. Then where do I start? Hello classmate, thank you for caring about me, I hope I will get better. In fact, after I came to London, I met a lot of people, and I often accidentally let something slip in the conversation which frightened them. I can actually understand this feeling. Last summer, I took a summer course in China. One day, my roommate told me that she had been suffering from depression for many years, and that her mother, who chose to divorce and leave the family in order to pursue happiness, could not bear her depression in middle age and died. He committed suicide when he was a child. He took turns living at his father's and mother's houses, and was domestically abused in different ways I could only listen silently. What can I say? It was too heavy. This is how it feels now. Hi. Oh, by the way, I was molested by a doctor in the summer. With a pleasant smile, he said, "Can I kiss you? You are so beautiful today." In the past 3 months, I've collapsed instantly whenever I'm praised by others for being beautiful. It seems that this is a very shameful thing, like a kind of original sin. When an old professor who was sitting in the front row asked me to help him pin a microphone on his lapel, I had to hold on and then rush to the toilet to cry. I feel responsible for all the things that sexual people did to me. For 2 months, I couldn't be alone. Now I don't like being touched, and I used to love studying physical theater. I shed tears anytime and anywhere. I cried all the way on the train from Paris to London. When I arrived in London, I woke up at 4 o'clock and cried every day until 10 o'clock because of the time difference. Later, it gradually became 3 hours, 2 hours, and 1 hour. After crying, I went to class, and then something happened in class and I cried again. I can't remember anything. I was missing for a while and the social worker couldn't find me. The social affairs bureau asked the hospital to conduct a relevant administrative investigation, but the hospital's investigation result was equivalent to having no investigation at all, which made me very angry. I had to file another complaint with the social affairs bureau and fill out a form. Please explain what happened. I couldn't open the file, I was afraid every day. Don't force me to think about it again.